is called to order the North Santa Fe School District Board of Education meeting, special meeting here on October 9th. The time is 5 o'clock. Board members present, Stacy Goble joining us remotely, and then here in the room, we've got Jeremy Madsen, Richard Brotherson, Joe Cook. Greg has been excused. We have one item on the agenda, which is to approve LEA-specific licenses for a number of people you can see on board docs. Just make sure that was recording also. Anyway, anything you'd like to add to this, Odie?
No, just apologize that we're even having to have this meeting. It's just a process of making sure what we have in Cactus, which is a state system, which is broken, and they've been trying to go away from for like 2 years, and we're going to a new system, to communicating what's being taught in the schools with the right codes and the right classes. And so the reason why some of these are showing up is because there's some new classes. We also had some LEA-specific licenses that expired, and they don't trigger any kind of warning to us. It just happens. And so through this, some of these people didn't show up. Hopefully with the new system that changes as well, we'll put some things into place so hopefully we can get a little better communication with the other schools about the codes that are changed and making sure they're not changing without us being notified. So we have a list of teachers who, according to Cactus, aren't qualified because of their teaching degree or their LEA-specific license has expired.
Explain to me what Cactus is, Obi.
Cactus is a statewide system that shows our educators and whether they're licensed, what their license is, where they're teaching, what their assignment is, what percentage they're teaching. It's a statewide system they have right now. It's going to be going to a system called USIMS. They've been trying to transfer that over for the last couple of years. They keep saying it's going to be live soon, and it's not. But anyway, it's a pretty tedious, antiquated system, and it's rough and Mel, we both hate it, but it's what we have right now. So we're under the impression also the LEA specific licenses, once you guys renew them, they went from that date and then for those 3 years, but it doesn't. It goes from the year that it's approved, then they have three basically school years, so it expires like a regular license in June. So, anything I missed, Mel?
Not 3 full years from approval.
3 years.
Up to 3 years ending
right.
June 30th.
Right. Yes. So, yep. So right. Do you want me to go through these?
Let's hear the names. I can't pull them up.
Yeah,
Martha Alonso, she is our dual immersion teacher at the high school. She doesn't have a Spanish endorsement. So she has a degree in Spanish, but not the endorsement approved by the state. And so she'll have to work through that process. She has a dual immersion endorsement, which is interesting, but she doesn't have, it's not showing up there. So that'll be a process of just getting the right classes approved by the state to issue that endorsement. Matt Breathway is teaching 2 classes that aren't covered by his degree and endorsement, which is sociology and economics. So he'll have to go through a process of getting endorsed in that area for social studies, because there's a social studies composite, and then there's some other subsections of social studies, and he's not qualified for those 2 classes. Lane Cook, digital marketing, that helps us complete pathways. So we kind of adjust those classes throughout the years so that we can get more pathways and have more completers. And so he's not currently qualified for that section of his classes that he's teaching, which is digital marketing. Dax Higgins is that digital business applications. That's Barrett Hilton is actually helping teach that class. We just we need to have a teacher of record overseeing that class, and that's Dax Higgins. So it's not showing that he's approved to do that, so we can do that through us through the board. Ben Johnson, brand new teacher here. He's not qualified in a digital media class either, and so that will be an endorsement that he'll have to work towards. And then our renewals. So these people have already been on LEA-specific licenses as they're moving forward. So Austin Hadley in his engineering, literally he'll be done next week, and that'll be approved. So we're just extending that so we show in Cactus that they're going at least qualified, and we bring in funding because of that. Leslie Jones is working on her early childhood education degree. She's been working on that for a little bit. When we hired her, she didn't have, with any CTE class, getting an endorsement for all the classes they teach is challenging. So she needs to get that early childhood education endorsement.
When you say a little bit, what's the time that she's been working on that?
She's been with us for 3 years, so this would be starting year number 4.
When will she be finished with it?
I don't know exactly where she's at on that process.
We've had some problems with her endorsement.
No problems, just situations.
Situations with things changing over the past 3 years and qualifications changing. And she's been in contact with people at the state.
Right.
It's kind of out of her control. And she teaches, it's not just early childhood education, it's foods, interior design, culinary arts.
Right. So she's
got a whole bunch of them that we need her, at least.
As far as the timeline, Joe, I bet she's done within the next 2 years or less. So it's a matter of just lining up the classes that she's taken already with that endorsement as well. So, and when Melanie says things have changed, yeah, they change. We're lucky because Austin Hadley thought he was done, and he has just like one little Zoom class he has to take, and luckily none of the other, because he thought he was actually done 2 years ago, luckily none of the requirements have changed in that area, and so we just needed to finish that portion, like I said, it'll be done next week. But.
Absent any ongoing changes, you know, requirement changes, like with the first one, it used to be 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing? Is that?
So every 3 years we have to renew the LEA specific license. You guys as a board can decide to continue. Like somebody could continue to teach in that class if we felt like they were a good teacher to be teaching there, and continue to teach there without the degree or the endorsement, right? They just couldn't go to JUAB and say, I was licensed by North Sampi. That's only good for while they're here. And we've had a tendency to only do this for those who are moving in that direction. We have a couple of cases where they're not going to pursue that degree anymore. I mean, they're close to retirement. And we can just approve them to teach that class till the end of the year.
Because I remember just...
Yeah. It's every 3 years.
There was a three-year thing.
Yeah.
And they have to show progress. And
yep. And so everyone is required to show that they've done 60 hours of professional development. And both of these teachers, Austin Hadley, Leslie Jones, they participated in our education professional development hours the last several years. And so they have to do, they can do, the last few years it's been almost 30 hours. So they have way all over that. They're both CTE teachers, so they're going to the CTE conference as well. They have definitely enough professional development hours to justify that 60 hours they need over the course of 3 years.
And it's just hard to get teachers.
CTE is extremely hard, just because we also ask them to teach multiple, what we call preps, multiple courses that are different areas. So a CTE teacher may have to be endorsed in four different endorsements. Or maybe a math teacher doesn't. They don't need anything besides their math endorsement. So it's a double-edged sword when we offer all these extra classes and we want to complete all these extra pathways and we have to provide all these other different types of courses. We have to make sure that they're also certified. But none of these people are teaching outside of their kind of scope as far as where their degree is kind of based anyway.
You haven't got a home ec teacher teaching math.
No. My former father-in-law taught down in Canyon View, and he was a ceramics pottery teacher. One year they asked him to teach math. He's like, I don't have a degree, and I've never taught math my entire life. They're like, well, we need you to teach math. So we... This is a public meeting, sorry. What school? Sorry.
Desperation or inspiration? One of the two.
I don't know.
All right. Any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the LE specific licenses for those that are listed.
Okay, got a motion by Mr. Madsen.
Second.
Second by Mr. Cook. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. Nothing else on the agenda, so entertain a motion to adjourn.
Stacy, how's Hawaii? How's the weather there?
Probably the same as where you're at. Getting cloudy.
Continue.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn, Mr. Scovel.
Second.
Second, Mr. Manson, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned, 5:10.